The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. What would America be like if there were no religious liberty? You can get an idea by answering the following questions. What would your community be like if your church-sponsored hospital could no longer operate as a Christian facility? What would it be like if you could no longer dedicate your child to Jesus Christ in your church? What would it be like if you were disallowed the right to have a Christian school in your community? What would it be like if there could be no more baptisms in public? What would it be like to have your children removed from your home simply because you were caught teaching them the Bible? How would you feel knowing they'd been given to foster parents, but the government wouldn't tell you where they were? How would you feel being separated from them, not having a clue if they were being abused mentally or physically? What would it do to you knowing that they would perhaps never come to receive Jesus Christ as Lord because of the atheism they were being taught? What would it be like if you could no longer pray at your child's athletic event? What would it be like in your community if they no longer had a crisis pregnancy center? How many more babies would be murdered by abortion? How many young mothers would never come to know Christ and rear their child in the ways of God? What would it be like if you could no longer teach your children at home? How would you feel knowing they were being taught every day to hate God with atheistic philosophy? What would it be like if there were no prayer at your child's graduation ceremony? What would it be like if the Gideons could no longer pass out Bibles to the children in schools or in hospitals or to military personnel? What would it be like if there were no Gideon Bibles in motel rooms? What if your Christian groups of children or teens could no longer operate in your town? What would it be like if Bible-believing citizens could no longer serve as foster parents? What would it be like if chaplains in the military could no longer use the Bible to counsel and comfort our servicemen and women? Imagine not having any Christian people in government. What would it be like to face a God-hating judge when you were accused of giving a Bible to a neighbor? How would life be different if you went to church next Sunday and the door of your church had been padlocked by Homeland Security? What would it be like if parents could no longer read the Bible to their children at home? What would it be like if the best paying vocations were closed to you simply because you were committed to Jesus Christ as being the Son of God and the Sovereign who rules over us all? Concerned about the cost of losing religious liberty in America? Well, actually, friend, it's already gone. The so-called hate crimes law passed by your Congress in 2009 has already set the stage for the complete loss of religious liberty in America. All the national government has to do is start enforcing that law, and they can close down every public ministry of the Bible-believing churches in this country. Can that law be stopped? Yes, it certainly can, but not if you don't know about it, and only if you work in your governments to remove that law. The Bible says, "Stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free." What are you doing to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and to teach your children to do the same, in order that they might be able to teach their children the gospel of Jesus Christ? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars and Children's Heritage Days, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.